Luke, chapter 10. Now after these things the Lord appointed 72 others, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the workers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth workers into his harvest. Go your ways, look, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry no wallet, no bag, no sandals, and greet no man on the way. And into whatever house you will enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will turn to you again. And stay in that same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the worker is worthy of his wages. Don't go from house to house. And into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick who are in it, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. But into whatever city you will enter, and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, Even the dust from your city, that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I say to you, it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to Hades. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I watched Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Look, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In that same hour he said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to juveniles. Yes, Father, for so it was well pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me of my Father, and no one knows who the Son is, except the Father, and who the Father is, except the Son, and he to whomever the Son wills to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings desired to see the things which you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and did not hear them. And look, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And answering he said, You will love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your fellow man as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered right, do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my fellow man? Jesus replying said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And in like manner a Levite also, when he came to the place, and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. And came to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine, and he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the host, and said, Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, I, when I come back again, will repay you. Which of these three, do you think, had been the fellow man of him who fell among the robbers? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. And Jesus said to him, Go, and you do likewise. Now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much service, and she came up to him, and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things. But one thing is needful, for Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.